It's a little after 4 o'clock and you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., now for 4 years here at KPFK. Today's show kind of celebrating our 4th anniversary, 4 years since we started the show here on the station. And what we've done in previous years is to highlight some of the interviews and performances that we've done all over the past year. And that's certainly what we're going to do today. We're going to do it a little bit differently. I had a really hard time deciding which interviews and which performances to showcase in today's show. And so I tried to figure out a way that I could do it pretty much for all of the 5 very fine interviews and performances we had over the last past year. And so what you'll hear are a couple of edited versions of interviews that we did with Bart Davenport fairly recently, and also Dom La Nena. And then you'll also hear pretty much all the songs from the other sessions with Summer Twins, Hiatus Coyote out of Australia, and to start with right here, Matthew Sweet. Matthew Sweet, one of my favorite artists when I was kind of coming of age and coming into music. He was kind of like a musical gateway drug into a lot of really great rock and roll music, especially from the 1970s and earlier. And it was a dream of mine to eventually interview him, and got the chance only because of this station and because of this show, and did pretty much a 2-hour interview covering his classic record, Girlfriend, and also the follow-up, Altered Beast. And so what you're going to hear are a couple songs here that we recorded with him from Altered Beast and a couple songs from Girlfriend. And this, in some ways, you know, we generally, a lot of times, we don't do our interviews and performances live. We pre-record them sometime earlier in the week. And depending on how we do things, it sometimes means that people will record the songs before we actually do the interview. And what I thought I'd do in this case, and also with the Hiatus Coyote session, is just give you a little peek into that kind of that experience. So you have the songs and also a little bit of the chatter in between the songs. Gives a special taste of what we do here. So all the songs from the Matthew Sweet interview we did last July here on Melting Pot. And I hope you enjoy this and all the rest here in our 4th year anniversary show on KPFK 90.7 FM.
I guess we'll do time capsule first, because we're more used to that. Okay. When you all are ready. Stop what you're doing to me. My love, don't wanna see. Then we were young and strong. Now everything is wrong. Did you want me? Did you need me? Could you not say you believe me? And our love is in a time capsule. Dream what you want me to be, and then come and dig for me. You believe me, and our love is in a time capsule. Dig it up. Now everything is wrong, so wrong.
say you believe me and our love is in a time capsule. Dig it up. Dig it up. Dig it up.
That's why 12 strings good, because you lose
11
one.
11 string.
And you got 11.
Still good to go.
It popped on a moment of emotion. I was like, yep! Like, could you tell?
I couldn't.
It was a little skinny one, so it didn't throw it out too much.
We don't have any strings here.
No. That's better, right? Okay. The Ugly Truth, take one.
You don't want to die, but the living gets you down. We want you to act like nothing's wrong, even though you heard a sound. And then you ripped right out of the ground like a flake of fruit. Oh, you simply cannot hide from the ugly truth. You feel you must be wise, 'cause you could find yourself among a sea of smiling faces. It's a way I never felt. Oh, kind of flies right into my face and out the other side. Oh, the ugly truth leaves nothing to decide. The ugly truth makes every one of us alive. Ugly. If you can dig a big enough hole to bury all you lose, no, you still won't be prepared for the ugly truth. No, you'll never be prepared for the ugly truth. No, you simply cannot hide from the ugly truth. Ugly.
Before and beyond. I was just kind of like, ooh. Okay. I've been waiting. Take one.
When you said to me, you are not so old. Well, did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. 'Cause I've been waiting and I want to. I'm a
nobody knows. Gentle in your eyes. You can wear my clothes. I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. I've been waiting, and I want to love you. I've been waiting, and I want to. I've been waiting, and I want to. Said to me, you are not so old. Did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told, you know, I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. I've been waiting, and I want to.
Shoes are off. All bets are off. Shoes are off. Okay, this is called Winona. if you're Lloyd Cole, who sort of named it, he called it Winona because he's from the UK. Winona. Okay.
Tried to call you, but the line was busy. Were you talking to a friend? 'Cause when I tried again much later, I didn't want to let it ring again, no. So you can see I've got a problem. Backed by popular demand. Sometimes I want to keep it from you. And sometimes I think you'll understand. Could you be my long lost girl? It's true that I don't really know you. I'm alone in the world. think maybe I need you. I don't care if it's not true. It isn't so much what I need now as what I want from you. What I want from you. Could you be my little movie star? Could you be my long lost girl? It's true that I don't really know you. I'm alone in the world. So could you be my little movie star? Could you be my
Music from Matthew Sweet, recorded live here at KPFK July 10th of last year, and something that is, again, it was just an incredible honor. Longtime fan of the man. You heard him perform a couple songs from his record Girlfriend and a couple songs from Altered Beasts. The order that you heard them was Time Capsule, then Ugly Truth, I've Been Waiting, and the last song right there was Winona. Going to move on to another interview from the past year. This one almost exactly a year old. Happened last May 31st with the artist Dom La Nena. In this case, this is a slightly edited version of the full interview. With all these interviews, all of the performances you hear in today's show, they're all available online, archived on our website, meltingpotblog.com, in the section Be Our Guest. Here now is our interview and performance that begins with the song Angel Gabriel from Dom La Nena here on KPFK Melting Pot in our fourth year anniversary show. Thank you.
só falar a verdade. Não dá bola pra vaidade. Nunca falar demais, não se sabe o que faz. Pois Gina sempre está atrás. Arcanjo Gabriel sempre me é fiel. Meu anjo Gabriel que caiu do céu.
You just heard Dom La Nena performing live here in our studios at KPFK. And this is one of the things that's fascinating about radio, because people can't see you performing. They might think that there's an entire band, especially after hearing you perform, but it's just you in here, which is something I wanted to let people know, that all the sounds you hear, it's just coming from Dom La Nena.
Come on, I have my symphony orchestra here.
No. I'm not going to let the mystery stand. And because actually I think it's a really fascinating thing, the way you put this music together. And I definitely want people to know that this is really, as you hear it right now, a kind of a one-woman band. But before we get into that, I did want to talk just a little bit about how you came into music, and especially how you started playing the cello. You started playing cello at a fairly young age, right?
Yeah, I started to play cello when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And I already played piano. And my mother had a friend who was cellist, so I have tried sometimes to play cello. And at home, my parents always used to listen a lot of classical music, so I knew the sound of the instrument. And then I met the cello teacher of my music school. And I like him very much. He was very funny. And I said, "Whoa, I want to be his pupil."
Okay.
So I started to take cello lessons with him. And then when I was like 10 years old, we moved to France when I was eight, nine. And then I discovered the cello music, the cello repertory, and that's really makes me decided to be that I really wanted to be cellist.
Mm.
So after this moment, I started to work really hard to try to play these pieces, and I decided to be cellist.
What do you think drew you to the cello at such a young age?
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of the repertory of the cello is very melancholic, and I really loved it. This kind of sadness, but it's not a sadness. It's like it's a melancholy. For me, it's not the same thing, melancholy and sadness. But it's hard to say. I don't know. I think it's a sound very close to the human voice too, and it was something like. Yeah, I think even when I was child, as I am Brazilian, and I left Brazil to go to France when I was 8 years old, and then I came back to Brazil, and then. Yeah, there were so many changes, and that makes me a little bit a melancholy child, I think. And so maybe this was one of the reasons that I really liked the sound of the cello.
That was one of the things I was interested in, because this background that you have is interesting in and of itself, because you were born in Brazil, then your family moves to, let me see if I have this right.
Yeah.
You were born in Brazil, then your family moved to France, then they moved back to Brazil,
then
they moved back to France or to Argentina?
No, then I moved to Argentina.
You moved
alone.
To Argentina, but then you moved to France.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody's able to keep track with that, but it's there, and I think it's an interesting thing that comes through in your music, the kind of way the moods change, the way the rhythms change, how the sounds, the languages change mm-hmm. as well. Could you talk a little bit about how that experience of moving around to very different countries, mm-hmm. How that affected you as a young artist and as an artist now?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of the biggest influence in my music. It's the travels and the changes in my life, because that makes me... Yeah, actually, when I started to write the songs, I realized that I really didn't have a national feeling, and that that I was really Brazilian. Because I am proud and I like very much to be Brazilian, but I realized that I don't know very much my country because I left very young, and I realized that I am like a mix of all those countries and all those experiences, because it's very different cultures for the three countries.
Yeah.
So, and when I started to write the songs, I wrote a lot about, this feeling of don't have a really country and to be, when I became like my own country, because I made my little mix and with the best parts of those cultures, and then I became my little bit country.
Yeah, I mean, it's even interesting hearing you tell the story just in terms of picking up the different parts of your accent when you speak English, because it seems primarily almost like a French accent in speaking English, but then there are other little things that come through too.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I was just thinking, like, how many different languages do you speak?
Well, I speak French, Portuguese, Spanish, and half of English. I don't know.
You speak better English than most. What in your mind, like with your thoughts, is there a particular language, or do you, even when you're thinking to yourself, do you have all the different languages?
No. Well, when I am in France, I live in France, so when I'm at home, I think in French because it's the language that I speak during the day. But when I am in Brazil, I think in Portuguese. but sometimes I have some little bugs, you know, like that I don't found the words. And
and that actually also just makes me think about this, the process of songwriting, because with this album, with Ella, there's songs that are in Spanish and songs that are in Portuguese. Do you when you write songs, do you start off with particular ideas? Do they come to you in a particular language? So, or do you?
Well, actually, I don't think very much about in which language will I write. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, like, the sounds came with some words, or the music came with some sonorities of the language. And yeah, for Ella, it was the most of the songs are in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. But since I've been writing many songs in Spanish, and actually I realized I really like the sonority of the language, particularly the Argentinian accent, because I live there, and for me it's very musical. But in French, I never write. I can't write in French. I don't know why, but it never comes in French. Hmm. But
not yet in English?
No, in English, no. But I started to, because I produced the album with Pierce Faccini, which is an English singer. Mm-hmm. So we started to make some songs together. I make the music and he wrote the lyrics.
I was wondering if... Did it take you, because you have this fairly long period of time just playing a cello and being a cellist, and it seems that singing and writing songs and writing lyrics is much more recent. What was that like, finding your voice as a singer as opposed to as a musician, as a cellist?
I am discovering my voice today. It's very fresh, you know, and it's in a working process, very long. So it was very hard on the beginning to listen to my voice. And then when I accepted it, because it's always hard to accept our voices.
Yeah,
I started to try to find a way that I really, that I was more comfortable and that I really identifies me. And yeah, but I'm still working on it. It's very, very fresh.
Okay. You were saying earlier about when you started recording many of these songs that it wasn't necessarily to put out a record. It was more and kind of the same way you were talking about and kind of hearing your voice. And it seems like that was the kind of early going, was just kind of hearing what your music, what your sound would be like. Even with the finished product, I feel like a lot of that comes through. There's a lot of kind of moments in different songs where there are noises kind of from the outside. Like it's not a record that has this very sterile studio kind of sound.
No.
It sounds as if it, you know, had been
it's
recorded
homemade.
In a room with the windows open.
Yeah. And
was that what you were trying to do?
I just wanted to record it, and there was no record label, no pressure, no. It was really, we just wanted to do like we wanted to listen to it. So, yeah, I wanted to have the ambience, the sound of the place where I was recording. It was on the south of France, on the mountains. So yeah, it was all this for me. It was part of the album, and I like it to have all the little noises of the room, like the.
The creaking. I couldn't tell if it was creaking of a chair or the floorboards and birds as well.
And for me, that makes the charm of the music too. It's this feeling of like if you were on the room with me and listen to the music. So yeah, it was something important to me. And as we didn't had any pressure and any, you know, we just can do what we want. We decided to go on this way, and it was, for me, it was like an evidence. I even didn't thought about it. It was like this.
Very good choice. Thank you. One of the things, you know, that intimacy that comes through in the way it's recorded, again, is something that comes through when you hear the record itself. You know, those of you who haven't heard her perform live, you heard a little bit of it as well. When you perform live, that same kind of intimacy comes through. The music that you create has this very cinematic quality. Like, and the way that you've talked about the album already, it kind of has almost, you know, like a narrative, kind of like a film, where it's very much about a particular kind of feeling and particular kind of moments in your life. And I was wondering if you could say some, because I know your husband is a filmmaker as so it probably is not just by chance that you have this kind of cinematic quality to your music.
Well, I am a big lover of cinema, so it was all the processes of the album was very unconscious. I didn't thought about how did I want it to do. I just did it. So, but today, when I listen to it, it's true that there is something very, like if you was looking to a movie about someone playing in a room with all the ambience. Because my husband actually he's a filmmaker, and he used to make a lot of videos of live music for La Blogothèque, and do you know this like takeaway shows? It's very of the moment. It's musicians playing live in different places, like in a shop, in the street, and it's the moment. And for me, of course, this was very important too on the record, because it was the moment of the record, and it was important for me to try to imagine the scenes even if you just listen to the music.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, again, it's part of what I think adds to the beauty of the recordings, the beauty of the songs, that they, even if you don't speak Spanish or don't speak Brazilian Portuguese, it still evokes images really strongly.
Yeah, that's very nice for me to know this, because when I recorded it, I didn't realize it, and then when I started to make some interviews, people always say it to me, and even on the shows, that, yeah, they don't understand the lyrics, but the most of the time they understand a little bit of what I am singing. So it's very impressive to me to have this feeling of from people. So yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. And now, you were talking earlier that you're starting to write a variety of different songs. Are you already thinking about the follow-up to Ella and where you may go next?
Yes, I'm already thinking about the second record, and I really wanted to do it this year, to record it, because I started to have a few songs that I really want to record and to... Yeah, actually, I had a lot of fun releasing the album and playing. I'm still playing on tour, but I really liked the effect to release an album and to be really, like, make... It's like if you are in a presidential campaign and you need to get the people to vote on you. So I think this is one of the funny parts of to make an album. So yeah, that's what I. The first reason is that I really like to be on studio, so I really want to. I have a lot of fun doing it, and the second reason is that I really like to release the album, and it's very funny. And I, of course, to play. I don't want to start to play a lot of the songs before to release them. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah, yes. And yeah. So I want to do it. Fast.
Okay, that's
that's a message to my record label.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Because I didn't tell it to them, so.
That's great. It's really nice for us, because, you know, sometimes just as listeners, kind of divorced from the music making process, when we hear things that we think are really great, and then we have to wait for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, like it's murder for us. So when we get artists that put out fantastic music and they're like, yes, I'm ready to go into the studio, I want to put out another record, we're like, oh yes, and kind of connected to that, you know, could we get you to perform a couple more songs for us?
Yes,
today?
Of course.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay, so we've been talking to Dom Lenena here at KPFK, and we're going to throw it back to her for a couple more songs.
Desde que o vento passou, rasgou meu pranto e o teu casaco. Desde que o vento deixou o meu abrigo nos teus braços. E o que o vento levou, ninguém mais se acostumou a viver sem tudo que o vento apagou. Que o vento apagou a chama dos teus olhos, não pude mais ter fé em vão. Vento queimou meu coração. E o que o vento levou, ninguém mais se acostumou a viver sem tudo que o vento apagou. Levou-a lembrança, secou-as teus lábios. Desde que o vento apagou o meu cansaço e o meu trabalho, desde que o vento quebrou o teu retrato no meu quarto, e o que o vento levou, ninguém mais se acostumou a viver sem tudo que o vento apagou. Levou-os sorrisos, morreu-nos teus braços, levou-a lembrança, secou. Necesito aire, solo quiero el aire que vos respirás y desde lejos me mandas. Llegué este mensaje, llego un poco tarde, para ver el sol que ahora ya no se ve más. Mándame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, mostrame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, contame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, tráeme un poco de aire. Da, 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 da. Profundo el aire antes que se acabe. En la memoria queda un cacho de vereda que un poco se parece a la que tanto ya cambió. Mándame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, mostrame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, contame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, Aires, tráeme un poco de aire. Belgrano, Caballito, Constitución, La Boca, Almagro, Pacto, Palermo, Flores. Me acerco a la ventana, desde lejos me llaman, escucho un murmullo que me dice a dónde está. Mándame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, mostrame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, contame un poco de tu Buenos Aires, tráeme un poco de aire. Buenos Aires,
that was music from Dom La Nena, recorded live in our studios on May 31st of last year, almost exactly a year ago. The songs that she performed in the interview were Angel Gabriel, Ovento, and also Buenos Aires, the song right there that you heard with the voices of the KPFK chorus, which is what I called it, featuring yours truly, Mark Maxwell of KPFK's Rise, and also Dom Lanena's husband, Jeremiah, doing extra vocals on there. Probably the only time that you will ever hear me sing in a performance on this show. Hopefully we'll get some new music from her sometime this year, maybe at the early part of 2015. She did release an EP in addition to her full-length debut, Ella, last year. And once again, the full interview, which actually features another song, is available as are all these interviews at meltingpotblog.com under the section called Be Our Guest, which is also where you'll find an interview that we did with the Summer Twins just last summer in June of last year. And what I'm going to do right now is feature all the songs that Chelsea and Justine of the Summer Twins performed for us. They got four tracks, all of them quite lovely. And you're going to hear them all right now on KPFK 90.7 FM. This is Melting Pot and our four-year anniversary special.
They say, I don't no good.
Chelsea and Justine of Summer Twins. You're listening to Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles.
98.7 FM Santa Barbara and worldwide at kpfk.org. Meow. O-R-G.
Get me, I will love.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. And you're currently listening to Melting Pot, and we're doing our four-year anniversary show. You just heard several songs from the Summer Twins from a session that we recorded in June of last year, them performing their own songs, I Don't Care, I'm No Good, and I'll Always Love You, along with a cover of the Everly Brothers' All I Have to Do Is Dream there at the end. And Chelsea and Justine Brown of the Summer Twins, they are likely going to be recording and maybe put out something in the near future. They are going to be performing as part of the big Burger Boogaloo soiree going on in Oakland in the first weekend in July, July 5th and 6th, along with a whole bunch of people. Ronnie Spector, the Shannon Clams, the OCs, La Sera, and the Summer Twins, who you just heard a moment ago. In the background is a song, kind of a sampling, kind of loop version of it right now, from Dimas Garza. It's an artist that both myself and Oliver Wang of Soulsides kind of gave each other the sideways glance as soon as Ruben Molina started playing this 45. He did an amazing guest DJ set for us, Ruben Molina of the Southern Soul Spinners, last July, and something that kind of need to bring him back maybe for the show sometime soon here in this summer. And just incredible sounds. This is Dimas Garza and the Royal Jesters, a really hard to find 45 on the Clown record label out of San Antonio. I Won't Love You Again, the name of the song. That guest DJ set and the other guest DJ sets we did with Dino Sounds and Myron and E, as well as all the interviews, are archived on our website at meltingpotblog.com under Be Our Guest. We'll be back with another hour of performances from Hiatus Coyote and Bart Davenport in just a moment. I don't wanna see you.